Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
He kōna i purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning from the 70s, but applied today. I'm Jamie, I am always hungry, but you say the word party and I am there.
And I'm Maria, and I have no business being in the kitchen.
Join us on a journey as we host the meanest,
the baddest, yes, uniquely New Zealand and all of these 70s dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen. Woo!
And this episode is our visual episode.
It is. It's the party episode.
It's the party episode. So we're going to show you snippets from the party. We're going to talk about it. We're going to give our take. And then you get to see all the advice we got given from our guests applied. We're going to see if we did it.
I'm going to see how we fared.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So we did it. We hosted something.
We hosted something. Food was served. People turned up. Shit happened.
Should we take it back like an hour before we got to the venue? Just to kind of ease into how that night went.
Absolutely. 6 o'clock, still cooking.
We were still cooking and it was so chaotic.
It was so chaotic. And at that point, Truthfully, Jamie, I was ready to throw in the towel.
I know. I think that's the only point in this whole journey where I was like, "This, I don't know if I'm having fun now."
No, I actively know I wasn't having fun.
I was so stressed.
Yeah. I was like, I'm hot, I'm bothered, I'm a sweaty mess in this kitchen. I thought, according to the book, I was supposed to be all getting powdered up in the powder room and getting ready and
right
in a state of bliss because the guests are arriving. I was so like in the spectrum of things, I was on the other complete opposite end of that.
So when it got to the night, and bless our team, we separated to go get ready for the party very late. Everyone was coming at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
Yeah,
and so at about 6 o'clock you left to go home.
Yeah I left to go home, but left my phone at your place, which made just to add to the chaos. So we had no idea what time we were landing, right? So separated, had no idea, which means with regard to the book, we absolutely weren't there to welcome our guest in like you're supposed to.
No, and we had the bouncers come early. Mm-hmm. So the bouncers were landing at 6:30. Were you there when they arrived?
Absolutely not. They were supposed to land an hour early so we could brief them, like, cool,
yeah,
you're here. You know, this is the little bit we're doing. No, didn't happen. Although they did, they just naturally fell into that space.
Yeah, and we had talked to them, like, a few days before and gave them an idea. So, but we definitely could have done that better.
Threw on a dress and walked back out the door.
Same. Threw on a dress, jumped in Uber, went there.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you were already there.
Yes.
When I arrived. So I arrived at about 10 to 7.
Yeah.
And guests were already
arriving. Already coming in, yes.
So already starting on the back foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
First thoughts when you arrived at the venue, though?
This place looks fucking great. Our team are amazing because they have turned this place right around. Yeah, because it looked markedly different.
I walked in, it looked great. Like, our camera team was all set up. Mark and Marino, they had, light shooting through the windows. It was stunning. It looked gorgeous. straight away, I was like, music. I went and put music on just to set a little bit of a vibe. And then I noticed all the slow cookers that we had been cooking all day were at the back, and they weren't actually plugged in cooking.
They weren't turned on.
They were put at the back. And so I couldn't get to them because all our guests were kind of sitting at the back.
Yeah.
So I was like, once they're all seated eating, then I'll go plug them in when they're doing that. But you know.
Perhaps don't put your kitchen area
in the seating area. Exactly. Where all the guests are hanging out.
So that you're like, shit, can't get to the main course now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, so that arrival cocktail, coat chat, all that stuff we were supposed to do. What did we have? We kind of did it.
Well, I didn't check no one's coat. I don't know about you, Jamie, but I wasn't checking no coats. And as for arrival cocktail, I mean, Blair made the punch. You know what I mean?
Blair, our sound engineer, made the punch.
And maybe handed out, truthfully, I probably handed out 4 or 5 drinks. And then after that, when like everyone was seated down the end and they were having their arrival cocktail, I was like, y'all can help yourself now. No more service. You can all help yourself. The punch is just over there. But they got it. You know what I mean? They got it. What about opening up the party?
All right, so what we did when all the guests were having drinks, they were all sitting down, we brought down the entrees, and we thought we'll sit the entrees on the tables, which was fondue and our shrimp cocktail, and then invite everyone to come sit down. You were already chit-chatting with everyone when I went upstairs to get our shrimp cocktail ready.
Yes, you did, girl.
Oh, wait, I was like, we gotta hustle, we gotta go.
Jamie turned into a real fucking Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, lemons diced.
Yeah, I was. It was like, I had I switched, man.
You were in hustle mode, man. You were like, cool, done.
Because I was very aware that we hadn't had time to even talk to the team to let them know what we were doing. I think I went downstairs and you were like, people need food because they were drinking.
They were liquored up. They were getting liquored up, which is great. That was part of our plan, is to get them liquored up. You know, as a distractor. Get
our contingency.
Yeah. Get them liquored up as possible. And then I was like, hold on, everyone is actively liquored up now. We might need to give them some food.
And bless Blair. Taught me how to like put a tray and then stack them and take them down. Because there was stairs going up into our kitchen. But I think it looked, we put them on the table and it looked beautiful.
It did look really fancy.
Yeah.
But then once it did, everyone was like, well, do we eat now or not? Or is like some official thing supposed to happen?
Yeah, so we sat down and we were across from each other.
Yes.
And then I was like, do we open together?
Open now.
How did you think our opening went?
Awkward as fuck.
It was so awkward because we didn't know what to do.
And then we like gingerly stood up too. So we're like,
Together
we rise. And then we're like, thank you for coming.
I don't even remember what I said.
Yeah. It was really awkward. And then I think I just waffled on. I was like, all right. Let's go now. Yeah, eat. Also, the seating arrangement, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, because part of the book was we had to be seated. The hosts have to be across from each other.
In theory, great. Yeah. Loved the layout that you gave and, like, you went into detail around it. In hindsight, one of the other hosts, me, was landlocked against the wall. I actually couldn't get up and go upstairs and help serve any dishes. So I...
For you. Boo-hoo. This whole podcast, you've been like, do I have to cook? So you're like, oh no.
I feel like...
I'm trapped.
Someone done me dirty. You know what I mean? Actually, weirdly, I think did lean into our strengths because you were way more organised than I would have been. I'll still be putting together a prawn cocktail right now. We're reversed, you know what I mean? So that, I'm going to call that a win. That worked for us.
In terms of when we're talking about the seating arrangement, when we talk about the seating plan, it was really cool because we actually did have our curly-haired poet and our banker sitting together.
Next to each other.
Yeah, we did that. We had a seat at the end, an empty seat for our husband.
For our husband.
And we had another seat to represent Jackie.
We did.
Yeah, so what I did love, I think there was a moment when you and I were sitting across from each other because my biggest worry was that it'd be awkward and quiet and no one would chit-chat because it was a mishmash of people that we both knew. But I remember sitting across from you and we could barely hear each other talk because the chatter was so loud.
So loud, yeah.
Yeah, how did you feel when you, about that?
Yeah, good. I felt good. I was like, great. Great, you guys are looking after yourself. Wonderful. Money can keep drinking.
And you did.
No, but it was, you know what I mean? It was good because there were lots of people who also didn't know each other, which means that they were talking and conversing with each other.
I'm glad you felt relaxed enough to keep drinking. Do you know what I was doing? Girl. Because I wore a long dress. I was hitching my dress. Like, yeah. I felt like a country person. Yeah. Hitching, running up and down stairs.
Yeah.
Running up and down stairs. Yeah. Like, I was getting into it.
Yes, you were.
Okay, do you want to talk about the food, our entree food?
Yes. So I think we touched a little bit on the entree, and I think I'm going to say win.
Ish.
Why?
There was no hiccups for you with the entree food?
No.
First entree course we've got, we attempted to make fondue, and actually helped. And, we've got a vegan version as well, and we didn't know how to do a vegan fondue, so there's some dips.
Yay! We had a fondue pot that we just put dipping sauces into it.
It was hard cheese. It was hard vegan cheese in a tub. And
we didn't even take it out of the tub. It was just sitting in the thing.
Yeah. But the prawn cocktails were great.
I actually had my guest next to me who was like, my favorite thing is these vegan meatballs. And I was like, amazing. The one thing on the menu we didn't make.
We didn't cook those at all. Like we didn't. We literally opened a packet and heated them up. Yeah. I'm still calling the entree a win.
Entree was a win.
Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, the vibe of a 70s fondue was there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Nailed the vibe. People actually ate
it.
Nailed it.
I wouldn't be so confident with nailed the vibe.
Nailed the vibe. It's like the dinner party.
I mean, it was represented.
Yeah. The 70s turned up.
While everyone was sitting eating the entree, yeah. I plugged in our slow cookers.
Yes.
I don't even think I plugged them in. So while everyone was eating the entree, our team had plugged in the slow cookers. Mm-hmm. So our food was heating. It was already hot, but it was, you know, heating up again. And then I realized because the table had so many things on it and it was so laid out, there was no way we were going to fit this food on the table. So I was like, oh my God, how are we going to serve our main?
Pivot.
So we pivot, and we thought it'd be great, everyone get up, go serve themselves. But also we told them to come and sit in a different seat so they can meet somebody else. So for our dinner we had, we made the beef stew, we had meatloafs. What I wanted to do was once everyone got their stew and sit down, it's then our team from upstairs brought down our jelly salads, our savory jellies.
Yeah. Those jellies were a real talking piece, eh?
Mm. Did you try any of them?
I did. I tried the, mint. There was a green jelly that has peas and mint in it. So it's like a mint pea jelly mashup. I tried it. Horrible.
Yeah. Absolutely I heard horrible. Someone actually say, they said it tasted like toothpaste.
Yeah. It was bad, man. It was real bad. It was not nice at all.
What I did love was that everybody
tried it.
Was into it. Like, yeah. I was like, we're going to make these jellies. No one's going to eat them.
Yeah.
Everyone had a go.
Yeah.
They were just, I think they were ready to try whatever.
I mean, there was even vegan jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the vegans didn't miss out.
So because I lost my stew, I ended up sitting in the middle of the table with the vegan options.
Yeah.
So I got to try a little bit of the vegan loaf and the vegan jelly.
Mm.
And I really wasn't happy.
So everyone liked your meatloaf.
Great. I wish I had the meatloaf.
Everyone liked your meatloaf. They're like, this is really good. Nobody liked my tofu one. Well, Lance ate the vegan one because he's vegan.
I was worried that the stews, because I have tipped too much wine.
Oh, yeah. They were real
so the whole day, I was just like, I can smell wine. Yeah. I can smell wine. I was trying to burn it off. So I didn't get to try it, but I assumed that the stews were disgusting. We were ready to, on the night, you and I, to order Uber Eats if we needed to.
Oh, 100%. That was the contingency plan. Like, if this doesn't work out, Uber Eats, everything in. Once we had the chance to clear out downstairs and everyone was taking a breather upstairs on the rooftop, it kind of presented the perfect time to serve dessert.
Which was our showstopper.
Our showstopper, yes.
From Alaska.
And probably the only time I've done any work all night long.
That's right, because you made the meringue and the brandy sauce. Mm.
So I had pre-made the body of the bomb Alaska, and it was sitting in the freezer, and I remember pulling it out and I still had it in its metal tin, and I was like, shit, okay, like trying to bang it out. And Kiri had come upstairs too, and she was like, all right, well, what do you want to do? And because Kiri's great in the kitchen, like, she's great in the garden and she's great in the kitchen, and I'm like, okay, yes.
That's what I loved. A lot of our guests were trying to help us. Do things. And we're like, no, just enjoy.
Jamie and I had never made a bomb Alaska, but Blair every step was like, you want to do this. And when you flambe, you want to do this.
Blair was the star of the night. He was teaching me how to, like, play up.
Yeah.
Good. Go, Blair.
I know. And he's like, cool, helping me put the meringue on. And he's trying to figure out the blowtorch, and it's not working. He's like, damn it, where's the long lighter? He's turned into Gordon Ramsay. I'm like, I didn't even know we had a long lighter. He's like, get the long lighter. Okay. And then he's gone off to go and find the long lighter. He comes back with the long lighter and like some butane gas. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot. And then he, you know, because he's all over it, and he kind of takes it downstairs. He's like, get all the guests. I'm like,
yes. So while you were doing the meringue and setting it upstairs, I was like clearing the table.
Yeah.
So that when the guests come in, they didn't have to sit down again, but we would like have them around.
Yeah. Because we were ready for the show.
Because we're ready for the show.
We're ready to put on a show. And Blair's tasked me with getting all the guests around the table. They want to be ready for this. And I'm like signaling to Mark, like, get to the camera. It's about to go down.
Crew, get to the cameras.
Here's the shins.
So you hand me the lighter.
Yes. I'm like, you do the honors. You do the honors. I feel like you want this more than me. And then what happens?
It didn't light. It was me going and looking at you.
Yeah.
It's not lighting. Because in my mind, we were going to just do one little and it was going to go.
Same.
So it didn't light.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember. I think I might have just like gave light to you or Blair.
Back to Blair. What happens next? Yeah, I think we gave it back to Blair and then he.
Did he light the syrup?
I think he lit the syrup on fire and then poured it on. And then even then it was like this.
Yeah. So we've got a mound and then there's this tiny. And so I was like, it's on fire. But we couldn't see it.
Yeah, because the flame was like blue or like it's one of those.
And now I remember Blair did tell us like the flame won't be this big orange flame.
Yeah.
It will be like a blue. Because we were talking about it for our promo photos. Yeah. So what was the reaction in the room?
Real like
I mean, but people were trying to get into it. I felt like they were trying to get into it for us. So they'd be like, there's a bit of fire.
A little bit. Of, just look, I'm odds out now. But
oh, there's some, there's some flame.
Yeah, yeah. They were trying to be positive for us. But
yeah. So we had a Bomb Alaska, which everyone loved. Everyone was saying how good it was.
Yeah.
That you made a Bomb Alaska.
I'm surprised that I managed to. I was like, this one's tricky as.
So we had the Bomb Alaska, we had a few different desserts. We had the trifle.
Mm-hmm.
We had pineapple upside down cake, which is very 70s.
Yeah.
Even with the little cherries, we had that.
Yeah.
And we had more jelly.
And then we had more, like, that probably would have been the nicest jelly because it was fruit flavoured and had fruit in it. And there's
Nobody
wanted more jelly. They were like, you tricked us the first time.
Yeah.
You tricked us the first time, we're good.
The whole night, we had a confession cam.
We did.
Running. So our guests during the night could go and critique how we were doing.
I'm expecting some real confessions.
I think when you bring people together in space and you eat together, you do let your guard down. You can show who you are through your food. What does our food say about us?
Oh, hectic, man.
Chaotic.
Chaotic. Boozy and chaotic, because it really was.
Was there anything on the night that you did that you're like, nailed it, host? Nailing it.
Probably not. It's like, your glass is empty. Let's open this wine. Would you like some more? And they're like, thank you.
Boy, we had a system down the team. Like when it came to at the end of the night taking plates away, you know, clearing tables, what the guests don't see is that I would go out and just put it on the stairs and our team was running down and taking it from the stairs into the kitchen. Like it felt like there was a point where I was like, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us. Yeah. Like felt like a team. But I guess I don't know if that's normal.
I don't think we can avoid the piece of advice that Jackie gives us on getting help. Because whilst we didn't get traditional help, right, what we had was a film crew who essentially became like back of house. So we've made it through, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
We made it through a successful evening. How do you feel? Win?
Was it a win?
Yeah.
It's a win. It's a huge win.
Yeah.
We did dinner party. We did it.
We've done
up to this.
A 70s dinner party.
Oh yeah, win.
Do you feel like we followed enough of the rules or attempted to follow enough of the rules from Jackie?
Yes, we did.
Tick. Yeah.
For you, was it a win?
Yes, absolutely.
We did it.
We smashed
I'm stoked.
It. We smashed that. Next dinner party.
Thanks for joining us on this episode where we look at our party and you get to see all the advice taken and our actual dinner party. We did it.
We did. We done a dinner party.
Yes. What's in the next episode?
So the next episode, our last one, we finally review all of the steps that we went through and took and the advice that we got leading up to putting on the dinner party.
So we're looking at not just the dinner party, we're looking at the entire season, how we feel about it.
The entire season, yeah.
Great. And we're also going to hear back from our guests.
Yes.
Fine for us to say, yeah, win. We're going to hear what they think.
Yes, but do they agree? We don't know. We're about to find out.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.